In New York or in London, perhaps Paris, it's unremarkable really for someone to be openly gay, but that's not the case in many parts of the world. The divide between those who think homosexuality is immoral and those who think it's a normal human characteristic remains as wide as ever. That's a fact highlighted in a new BBC documentary presented by the gay music radio presenter, Scott Mills. He gets on a plane to Uganda to find out what life is like for those living under very different conditions from those that he endures in the UK.
So how many people live in this room?
Okay, we are five here. Two are sleeping there, one here, and one down with that mattress there. We don't have blankets. We are having that only that one blanket, and others we are using those bed sheets there.
And most can't even turn to their relatives for help.
How many people here have been disowned by their families and your family doesn't want to see you anymore?
Yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Even my parents, even if I call them, they cannot pick my phone. Even if I call my sisters, they hate me. Even my brothers, even my family, any of my family members. So the only family I have are these ones you are seeing here.
Voice of Gay People in Uganda, a short extract from a documentary by Scott Mills, The Worst Place to Be Gay. So I asked Scott, what was the thinking behind the programme?
The whole premise of the show was that in April 2009, the Ugandan Parliament passed a resolution which then led to a private member's bill from an MP called David Bahati to strengthen the laws against homosexuality. So we were just out there in Kampala and beyond to find out what impact that had on gay people living in Uganda, their hopes, their fears, and also the general view of the public, which was the most shocking thing, I think, about being there.
Tell us about the pastor. You met one of those pastors who is most vehemently against homosexuality.
Absolutely. Well, we met a guy called Pastor Marley, who was one of the first people to kind of speak up publicly about the hatred of gays in Uganda. And there's a moment that you'll see on the show where he is spouting off about, you know, how it's un-African and the law should be introduced, which will mean life imprisonment, potentially death sentence if people are repeat offenders, as they refer to it. And then you'll see the bit where he was saying to me, I refuse for anybody to come here today and tell me that they were born gay. And then there's a kind of uncomfortable silence before I tell him that I believe that I was.
Are you a gay? You are gay. Since?
Since as far as I can remember.
Now, tell me this. Have you ever had any woman?
No.
How many men have you had?
How many men? Mm. Oh, I couldn't count.
Many?
Oh, yeah.
You've had many?
Many.
More than 10?
Yeah.
More than 20?
Yeah.
50?
Yeah.
So you don't love?
Yeah. I haven't had as many as I told you, by the way.
You don't love?
I do love.
So it's ganging?
I do love.
You are not born again.
Can we agree to disagree on this?
You cannot convince me.
I'm that's clear. And then he offers me some kind of rehabilitation and suggests that one day I could be normal. So, yeah, it was all this kind of thing that we were faced with all the time.
And, of course, there are plenty of gay people in Uganda, as there are in every society, whether they declare themselves or not. Mm. And you met some of those who were forced to live in absolutely dire circumstances. We see that on the film too.
Yes, I mean, there are some gay men who live in a place called Boise, which are the slums on the outskirts of Kampala. And they are forced to live there because they are gay and because nowhere else will house them. And the people around the area take turn a kind of blind eye. There's also a lesbian on the show called Stosh who was plastered across the front page of all the Ugandan papers that spread the gay hatred. And she's had to flee her home because, you know, she was stoned and at quite a young age was raped to cure her of being gay. So these things are very real and are happening. And we went to the places where all of these things happened. And it just makes me realise how lucky I am to live in somewhere as tolerant as the United Kingdom.
And there will be Ugandans listening to you now, and people in other parts of Africa where they're extremely opposed to open homosexuality. So what's your message to them? Does it contain any element of apology? Because you did confront them in ways that was extremely unpleasant for them.
I think that we provided a balanced view of what is happening regards to homosexuality in Uganda right now. If there were lots of people who came out and said that they thought they were fine with it, then they would have been included in the show. But unfortunately, there weren't, and they didn't.